This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. As you've been hearing, Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that former President Trump is disqualified from the Republican primary ballot next year. The state justices were split 4-3. The narrow majority concluded three things. One, that Trump committed insurrection around the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Two, that the presidency is covered by the Constitution's disqualification clause found in the 14th Amendment. That clause says those who engage in an insurrection or rebellion against the government cannot hold elected office again. And three, that Colorado courts do have jurisdiction to remove candidates from the primary ballot. In a statement, the Trump campaign called the ruling a completely flawed decision and said it will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Democratic Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo had her first piece of legislation signed into law today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the bill is focused on a new aspect of the opioid crisis.
President Joe Biden signed the Testing, Rapid Analysis, and Narcotic Quality, or TRANQ, Research Act. The bipartisan bill directs more research on emerging illicit drugs that contain xylazine, a non-opioid tranquilizer used by veterinarians. It also develops new tests for detection. Biden thanked the lead sponsors in the House, introduced by Georgia Republican Mike Collins and Colorado Democrat Yadira Caraveo, as well as the lead Senate sponsors. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And this afternoon, the defense rested for the third trial involving the death of Elijah McClain. The case involves two paramedics charged in the death after they gave the 23-year-old a too large dose of ketamine. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.